This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The value of the digital cryptocurrency Bitcoin has been all over the map recently, reaching a high of about $20,000 per coin late last year to nearly $14,000 this week. That's a big leap for something that was worth just a dollar in 2011. But what exactly is Bitcoin? John Podolanko recently presented a paper on Bitcoin. He's a computer science graduate student at the University of Texas at Arlington and joins me now. John Podolanko, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
First off, is it an algorithm? Is it programmed in some type of computer language? What exactly is Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is essentially just a peer-to-peer community where basically multiple parties run the same code that allows them to perform cryptographic algorithms that allow you to create currency and conduct transactions.
How does an algorithm become a currency, though? How do you go from an algorithm on a computer to currency or something of value that you can use to buy and trade stuff?
That's difficult to explain for a lot of people. One of the things I might point you to is look at things like Uber. You know, they're the world's largest taxi company in the world, and they have no vehicles. They have no inventory. Alibaba is the world's largest retailer and has zero inventory. With computers, you are able to do this stuff. You are able to store digital bits of information and share them with the world. Bitcoin exists only on computers. It exists nowhere else. You can't literally pull it off of your hard drive or anything like that. You can just copy it from one storage device to another. The cryptography behind it basically allows you to conduct financial transactions, so to speak.
In 2013, Wired reported that about 45% of all Bitcoin exchanges had closed. I'm sure that's changed since then. And theft of Bitcoin has been documented on numerous occasions, sometimes from the so-called digital wallet, sometimes from the exchange itself. In your opinion, what does Bitcoin need to do to address these kinds of security problems?
Bitcoin algorithm itself isn't necessarily the weak point in any of this. The weakest part in just about any security system is the passwords. You have a Coinbase account, let's say, and you use your typical username and password, let's say, you know, 69 Dallas or something like that. Somebody can easily guess something like that. Passwords are easy enough to break. There's tons and tons of research on this. My former professor used to, actually focus on password replacement technologies because they're the weakest point in just about any system.
And considering the very nature of Bitcoin being completely digital, how can it be tracked in case of theft, or how can it even be verified?
Basically, whenever you create a Bitcoin account, and if you actually download the entire blockchain, you can track every transaction that has ever happened in the entire Bitcoin network.
What is a blockchain? I've heard this before. How is blockchain involved with digital cryptocurrencies?
A blockchain is a series of blocks. One block consists of a number of transactions, and once those transactions are put into a block, they are confirmed. You know, it's like pending versus posted in your bank account or something like that. So before it gets put into a block, it's a pending transaction, and then once it posts, it basically gets added to a block, and the block gets appended to a chain. Now this, you can't just create random transactions and attach them to the blockchain. There's a cryptographic algorithm that needs to be achieved. Because of that security, that is why the blockchain is pretty much non-breakable.
Is it possible for there to be counterfeit Bitcoin?
No. Like I said, everything is peer-to-peer record. So everybody in the world has basically a copy of the full ledger.
What kind of demographic does Bitcoin currently appeal to? You know,
libertarians.
Who typically uses it right now?
As with anything, there's big black market dealings in Bitcoin, mainly because the government can track account numbers, but they can't actually track who owns those account numbers. And that's the biggest thing, is you know what account number, and you can follow the money everywhere from there. But the safest thing for the cyber criminals is never take it out of Bitcoin, and they can never be traced.
John Podolanko is a computer science graduate student at the University of Texas at Arlington. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.